bring you breaking news with our daily news report on 107.7 The Bronx. Here's your world in 2 minutes, curated by our specialized team of broadcast journalists. Let's hear what they have to say in our daily news special, The Bronx News Flash.
This is The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx. 2023 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award winner and 2024 nominee for Best College Radio Station. I'm Kylie Carpenteri. Joe Biden made an announcement regarding his involvement with the war going on in Gaza. Take a listen.
Civilians have been killed in Gaza as a consequence of those bombs and other ways in which they go after population centers. I made it clear that if they go into Rafah, they haven't gone into Rafah yet. If they go into Rafah, I'm not supplying the weapons that have been used historically to deal with Rafah, to deal with the cities, to deal with that problem. We're going to continue to make sure Israel is secure in terms of Iron Dome and their ability to respond to attacks like came out of the Middle East recently. But it's just wrong. We're not going to supply the weapons.
Audio provided by CNN. Biden acknowledged on Wednesday that American weapons have been used to kill innocent civilians in Gaza. If Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu orders a major invasion of the city of Rafah, Biden stated that he will halt some shipments of American weapons to Israel. Up until this point, President Biden has strongly supported Israel's efforts to go after Hamas and has been under great pressure to make a stand. His announcement is something that Americans have been waiting for and could be a turning point in the seventh-month conflict between Israel and Hamas. According to a source, Israeli officials have privately expressed to U.S. officials, quote, deep frustration for the pause in shipments. A new bill aims to ban potentially hazardous water beads that are sold as children's toys. Attention was brought to the issue when 10-month-old Esther Jo Bethard died after swallowing a water bead, which is a tiny absorbent sphere that can grow inside the body, leading to complications. They are small enough for young children to choke on, and they also grow in liquid, making them extremely hazardous if ingested. In some cases, they can grow to the size of a golf ball, which can cause blockages inside the body. From 2018 to 2022, the Consumer Product Safety Commission recorded nearly 7,000 emergency room visits from injuries related to consuming the beads. A bipartisan bill was introduced Thursday in the Senate proposing a ban on such beads being marketed towards children. The bill is named Esther's Law to honor Bethard. A Massachusetts mother speaks out after the Air Force rescued her son from a cruise ship.
Standing there and watching the whole time, and I just, you know, screaming and crying over the helicopter blades. It was very scary. She said, we're gonna do an x-ray. And they did that. And she said, it looks as though he has a perforation in his bowel. And she said, you know, basically the next thing that we need to do immediately is get him off the ship. I feel so much gratitude, gratefulness, toward all the people who have been integral to my son's recovery. It's not just the Coast Guard or the Air Force or the doctors or the nurses. It's all of those people.
Audio provided by ABC News. Angela Bridges and her family were aboard a Carnival cruise en route to New York City from the Caribbean when her son Aiden fell ill, leaving the medical staff on board concerned. At the time of the incident, the ship was outside of North Carolina and more than 359 nautical miles off the coast. The 920th Rescue Wing of the Air Force flew to the ship's position to safely extract the patient for transport to the nearest medical center. Aiden is currently recovering at a North Carolina hospital. That's all for this episode of The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx, the number 7 ranked best college radio station in the nation by the Princeton Review. Live from Rider University, I'm Kylie Carpenteri.
Thanks for tuning in to The Bronx News Flash on 107.7 The Bronx, your daily update for on-campus, local, national, and international news. Want to stay up to date? Check out The Bronx News Flash on demand on all your favorite podcasting platforms or 107.7thebronx.com/newsflash. Now back to the biggest hits and best variety on 107.7 The Bronx.